welcome back to Between Two Wings. I'm your host, Emily Norman, and today we have Katie Birkelbach with us. She is a general aviation pilot who loves to share her passion for fitness, flying, and fashion. Katie, thanks so much for coming on our show today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, of course. So we like to start off by just kind of explaining our backgrounds. I've actually got downtown Houston behind me, flying home at night from an IFR lesson. And I can honestly say that IFR flying or night flying, excuse me, was kind of something that was intimidating until I got a few of those instrument lessons under my belt. But after that, it became one of my favorite times to fly.
That's awesome. Was it through the corridor?
Yes, of course. My favorite place to fly.
Love that spot. So my background here is in Hawaii. This was just a really cool experience for me because this was right after I became an instructor and I passed my check ride. And so I was like, we got to go on vacation. And one of my friends was actually instructing in Hawaii. So I went to visit her. But this was my first time that I really kind of stepped aside from the training and rented a plane just for fun. And it was like the most beautiful place ever also. So we just hopped around from island to island and it was just incredible.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that people don't realize is you become a pilot and then you don't have to, you know, go straight to career flying and experience and trying to work towards that. You can actually just go out and have fun and do things that most people don't get a chance to do. And sometimes you can actually, you know, pay for these rides, but I'm sure it's way more enjoyable when you're, you know, at the controls and doing it yourself.
Yeah, it was really cool because it was different than training it for the first time. I was like, oh, this is the fun part behind flying because you're so used to just, you know, the books and stuff all the time. So that I loved it. It was an eye opener.
Yeah, especially I know in my training, it can get boring. Like you're flying to the same places. You know, in like instrument, you're under the hood, so you don't really even see anything. And so it just kind of, you know, you have to fall back in love with aviation a little bit. And I think things like that can really help.
Yeah, it was very helpful.
So talking about your training a little bit, I know you started off at kind of a mom and pop small flying school, and then you actually went to ATP. What were some of the thoughts and decisions behind that change?
So I decided I thought becoming a pilot would be amazing in college. But I wouldn't say I was maybe as committed as I could have been. So I was giving it a go in college, but also full-time school and work and everything. So I tried, but it didn't work out so well. Like I got to my solo and everything, but I just didn't feel like I was like in a place yet to just study all the time for flying. So after I graduated, I was like, let's do this. I want an intense, like, you know, start to finish. And actually I got my CFI with like a mom and pop shop also. So I started and finished, but throughout the whole thing, all the way to commercial multi was ATP. And I mean, very different worlds, but
yeah,
both great experiences in my opinion. There's different takeaways from both with ATP, you know, you kind of are forced and to study because like it's one thing after another. Like you'll have your instrument check ride scheduled while you're still in like working on your private.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's your booty and gear. And also it's cool because you kind of have like a community there. So I've met a lot of awesome people there because you really just hang out with each other all the time versus, you know, a mom and pop shop, you kind of just like go in to fly and head out. But if you can get yourself to study on your own time, then I like them both, you know?
Yeah, it definitely comes down to the personal preference and probably like, you know, the learning style of the pilot in general. Yeah. So you did get your CFI and, you know, you taught for a little bit. What are some of the life skills or things that you learned when, you know, you have to take your flying experience and transition that into like lesson plans and making someone else understand this?
Oh yeah. I actually really love that part.
Yeah.
I love to make it exciting because I know that throughout my training, I mean, not that it wasn't exciting, very exciting, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes I know it's stressful and all that. And so I really liked to take from my experience and make it better for my students. So I liked to kind of make it fun and like relaxed and, you know, I would make sure that they like studied and had their things, but also I wanted them to know that like, you know, like, don't worry, just have fun, because I think having fun like really makes a big difference when you are going to training.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to my point of like sometimes throughout our training process or aviation careers, it seems like we have to kind of fall back in love with it. You know, you can get your self-confidence down by just completely messing up on the flight and feeling like you're behind the plane. So I feel like you're probably one of these instructors who would realize that and be like, okay, today we're going to go out and do something a little less stressful, a little more fun, and just, you know, get back to the stick and bar skills of flying the plane.
Yeah. And we all know that even when you're a private pilot, that can probably be stressful also because you're trying to learn your instruments and it's just all so new. So yeah.
Definitely. And so I know with your Instagram account, you share a lot about your life, you know, highlight a few of your passions earlier, but obviously flying is one. What is kind of your goal there in terms of, you know, the flying content you post?
Well, I just love it. I think it's the coolest thing in the world. So it's my favorite thing to post about. I also, so through it all, because I don't just share flying, if that's all I could share, I would, but
yeah.
but through it's been so cool because everyone that follows me isn't in aviation. So it's been so neat to see different responses and all the questions I get every time I do post flying stuff. My favorite though is, you know, when people message me that I either encourage them to fly or that they're showing their daughter like, look, and they didn't know girls could fly. I think it's so cute. It makes my day every time. So I really love just spreading the word of aviation, that it can be safe. It can be enjoyable. If you're a little girl and you want to grow up and be a pilot, you can do it too. All of the good stuff.
Yeah. And like your point of, you know, I didn't know that girls could fly or be pilots. Let's go back a little bit and talk about how you got inspired into aviation and wanted to become a pilot.
So my mom was a flight attendant and I had the amazing privilege of using her benefits to travel the world growing up. It was one of the best blessings of my life. I went a lot of places all the time and I kept thinking, you know, like I have to be a flight attendant because I don't want to sit at a desk and I want to keep traveling. So I always kind of thought flight attendant, and then whenever I was getting towards the end of college, I was like, I kind of want to do something bigger. And I was on the plane and I looked up front and I was like, yeah, that would be cool. Let's do that. And of course, my whole family thought I was crazy. But mom was kind of supportive because, you know, she was in, I guess, the aviation field, you could say. So I kind of just walked. I just Googled like aviation school, walked in. That was the one in my college town, and kind of just took off from there. I actually didn't necessarily like have a growing passion my whole childhood flying a plane. I wish I did. The passion kind of grew as I went through training. I just loved it more and more. Even now I see planes like fly above my house, I still get excited.
Sad. Oh yeah. Every single time, like we were at an event once and we're sitting around a table for a team dinner and someone was like, oh, you can always tell who the pilots are in the group. And you look around and all of our heads are looking up.
Right.
It really
things never fly by before, or am I just noticing them now all the time?
Yeah, no, that's so true. And I think it's really impressive that, you know, you got this idea, this inspiration, and you just went for it. Because if you look around at most of the local airports and flight schools, you know, there's big gates around them. There's like restriction signs. It says, do not enter. It's really intimidating. So, you know, I think it's great that you're sharing these experiences on your Instagram and really helping people to find out how they can kind of break through those barriers and, you know, get started on their flight training. So that's really great.
Thanks. Yeah. It's super intimidating walking up to an airport. most people, you know, are nervous in the first place. Just look for the little green sign that says learn to fly here.
Yeah, exactly. Go straight towards that sign. Just that. You'll be good. Don't go on the runway, straight to the sign. For sure. And so also through your Instagram account, I feel like, you know, not only have you inspired people to fly, but you've also kind of broken down some, not really broken down barriers, but answered questions that, you know, people who are even just nervous to fly have. I saw you did like a segment on turbulence. How is that, you know, received, and what were some questions you had there?
Well, I've also noticed that every time I posted flying, you know, a lot of people thought it was great, but also a lot of people were just absolutely terrified every time. Oh, no. I was so shocked by it. I was like, why? Like, this is the most amazing thing. Like, your car is driving in your car is more dangerous. Like, this is great. But then I actually started to listen a little, and I was like, most of them did, like, their main concerns were turbulence and things falling off, or just in general being scared to fly, getting flight anxiety as I got older and all that. So I kind of did like what I thought was just like a random story. One day I was about to go fly, and, you know, I just mentioned like reasons why you really probably shouldn't be afraid, or if you have flight anxiety or flying anxiety, then some of my, like, I guess, opinions and some facts that might like put you at ease. So I posted it, but then I wasn't expecting like the response, and there was so like such a big response to it. I was very shocked. So I put it on one of my highlights, and it is very often that I get a message like throughout the week about people that watch it before they go on their flight. And I'm like, yay, I'm glad it helped. I love hearing that it helps, because I mean, it really is the safest form of transportation. And especially if you're going to go take a flight on the airlines, like, you really have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Yeah, that's so great. And becoming a pilot in this entire process, you really hone a lot of your skills and you learn a lot about yourself. How has it helped you, you know, in your personal life? Or I know you're setting off on a few business ventures. What are some of the benefits that you've noticed there?
Well, it's definitely taught me so much. One, that learning is fun.
Can be fun. Not always fun, but can be fun.
Can be fun. And it's very rewarding. I mean, I did go to school, but I never studied like I studied when I went through flight training. And it's really cool to see what you can accomplish when you really like set your heart on something and you sit down and you work towards a goal. So it, of course, you know, it's not easy getting your ratings and your certs and everything. It's really difficult. And so it takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort. And it's really taught me, you know, if you want something in life, work hard, go for it. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You'll end up in debt. No, I'm just
I mean, that is a possibility here, but there's a lot of other ones as well.
Mostly good things though. If you just work hard and you go towards a goal, and once you see it accomplished, you're going to be so happy. Or at least if you're not, take the time to reflect. Cause I know it's easy through training to just like look forward, take the time to reflect and be proud of yourself and just keep on going.
For sure. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on this episode Between Two Wings. It's been so great to talk to you. And I know you're in the Houston area. So round two of this episode in the air, maybe.
Yes, please. I know we have to fly now.
Yeah, it'd be so great.
This has been so fun.
Of course. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this episode Between Two Wings. We'll see you next time.